This is the Azot chemical plant in Severodonetsk on Ukraine's eastern front line. Hundreds of civilians, including women and children, are reportedly sheltering in its bunkers. After suffering some of the heaviest fighting and most intense artillery bombardments since the war began 4 months ago, Ukrainian forces have begun retreating from the city.
Unfortunately, our boys will have to be withdrawn, but there's no need to talk about so-called betrayal, as nobody is going to abandon them. No one will let the Russian forces surround them.
Nearly every building in Severodonetsk is partially or completely destroyed. It's a similar situation in neighboring Lysychansk. As the shelling gets heavier, the relocation of remaining civilians who want to leave gets more perilous by the day. There is reportedly no running water or electricity, but still some people refuse the offer of safe passage to the Ukrainian side.
I'm only with my mother now. I do not want to leave. I think we need to endure a bit more and everything will be okay.
The Ukrainian army released footage, believed to have been shot at least a week ago, showing Ukrainian soldiers laying mines and then blowing up one of the four bridges connecting Severodonetsk with Lysychansk to the south. A tactical move to slow down the Russian advance. The Russian Ministry of Defense released a video, it says, shows Ukrainian soldiers taken prisoner in the nearby town of Zolote. These Ukrainian military vehicles are heading south from Lysychansk. But Russian forces are shelling the main road out in an effort to cut off a major supply and exit route for the Ukrainian army and civilian evacuees. Russian forces are pushing into Severodonetsk and towards neighboring Lysychansk from the north, the east and the south. They also control large areas to the west. The regional governor says that Ukrainian forces are pulling back in what he describes as a tactical withdrawal. But the news suggests a potential defeat for the Ukrainian army in one of the last two cities in Luhansk region under their control. Charles Stratford, Al Jazeera, Kyiv.